We're visiting with Chase County football coach Brody Vandegrift here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, on Thursday night, a 70-54 win at Colony Crest. What a night from Mitch Buckey. Has 6 total touchdowns, 230-plus on the ground, 201 through the air. But that game was, 42-36 at the end of the first quarter?
Yeah, we struggled in that game, I mean, offensively and defensively. I mean, we gave up, obviously, you know, the score like that. We gave up way too many, easy yards to them, and we didn't play very well up front. And so, you know, like you said, Mitch had a lot of yards, but he learned a lot of those on his own, scrambling around, and, you know, a few pass plays that were broken. And so, you know, thank God we had him there to do those things. But, one of those games you get lucky to come out with a win.
And stay undefeated, and you had to go on the road to do it. And especially with an adjustment with it being played on Thursday due to shortage of officials, how did your guys kind of just adjust the things with that game being played on Thursday night?
I think we struggled, to be honest with you. It was a weird week. We found out Monday morning in the middle of practice that we were going to have to move the game up. And so that changed, a lot of things for us. And then, we get there on Thursday, and there's a junior high game going on before us. And then, we got to wait to play. We finally get started about 7:30, and it was just kind of a weird week. We had to adapt and overcome to a lot of different stuff. And I'm glad that, glad we got the win and to stay undefeated. But I tell you, man, it was a tough week.
What was it like getting the play on a Thursday night and then now knowing you had an extra day of recovery before you went into practice this week?
I think it helps us quite a bit. It gives us an extra day to kind of recover, from one of those hard-fought games like that. You got guys that are sore and tired. And so, to have a recovery day in there, spend a day watching film, and it helps you get better. We didn't have a whole lot of film on Gossel yet, because obviously they hadn't played, but just to go out and run around, get stretched out, get loose again, and man, it helps to recover.
We're visiting with Chase County coach Brody Vandegrift here on the Area Coaches Corner, and you mentioned you have Gossel coming up on Friday at home. It's going to be your guys' first home game of the season. So, but first off, what's it like going to be playing at home this week for the first time?
No, it'll be great to finally be at home. Those opening up on the road is never easy. Finally being able to be home, have your normal schedule, get those things back and going, and play in front of the home crowd, it's awesome. I think the best part is, you open up at home 2-0, playing another good football team in Gossel. I mean, it's a great atmosphere. It's what you want.
And they lost to Canton Galva. They're 1-1 on the year, but what do you know about them, and what are your early thoughts are on your opponent for Friday?
And they run a lot of spread offense, kind of similar to what we do. So, we see that every day in practice. So I think that helps us out quite a bit in this game. They got a couple good running backs, good quarterback. So we're just going to have to play some football. So, we'll go to work today working on, just us getting better at what we do and worry about their, offense and defense things that they're going to throw at us. But I think, overall, I like the matchup.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck this week against Gossel, and we look forward to chatting with you again next Monday.
All right, thanks, Dylan.
That's Chase County Coach Brody Vandegrift joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Griffin Real Estate, Citizens State Bank, and Kansas Graphics on KVOE Live and Local.